keeps doing that weird thing where you start like feeding back clicking? And clicking. Yeah.
Oh. Really?
Is my mic up too high?
No.
Oh.
It's something with the connection over the internet.
Hmm. Damn internet.
Dance, monkey, dance.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Dance Monkey Dance. I'm Chris.
I'm John.
How you doing, John?
I'm doing swell. How are you?
All right. You recovering from Halloween?
I am. I did not have one person come to the door, which is good because I didn't have any candy. I was going to give out packets of soy sauce.
Yeah.
If anybody did show up, but yeah, nobody showed up, so.
Nice.
Lucky them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
It was interesting here. It's cold as shit here this weekend.
Yes.
Like in the 40s?
Well, it was in the 30s when I got up this morning.
Oh, wow.
Apparently, according to the cable news channel, not the real news. And it was like 39 when I got up, and a half hour later it was 54.
Oh, well, yeah, well, that's Orlando, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember those kinds of days.
Yeah, so, yeah. Fall was here. It was nice.
Yeah, it was cold as shit the last couple days. It was really windy on Saturday. It was cold for when we went trick-or-treating, which was interesting because, like, it actually felt like Halloween then. So, kid got a bunch of candy she can't eat, so, you know, whatever.
Why is that?
Because of her teeth. I think we talked about it before.
Because of her teeth.
Yeah.
What's wrong with her teeth?
Kid's got a shitload of cavities.
Oh.
That I'm having to have oral surgery on.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they can't do it. They it was going to take like 6 or 7 visits to the regular dentist.
But they're all going to fall out anyway, so why waste your money?
Because the ones where she has the cavities are the ones she won't lose until she's 7 or 8.
Oh.
So we're having to do oral surgery on her.
I would force her to gum her food.
Yeah, well, I can't do that.
Oh, wow. Bad teeth.
Yeah. So we try
too much
to...
of that stuff that tastes like snot. What is that stuff? The Puerto Ricans love it. Dessert.
Flan?
Flan, that's
no,
it.
No, it's not too much flan.
Looks like boogers.
No. It was probably too much Nutella, which she loves, and too much of those like flavored drinks. So she's been off that for a while.
Wow. Yeah. What horrible parents to not be taking care of your child's well-being.
Oh, shut up.
Serves you right.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, well, I'm sorry to hear that.
That's all right. It is what it is.
Well, this too shall pass.
Yeah, I know. I'll dig my way out of the debt somehow.
That's all right. You can still get blood.
I'm going to go on Indiegogo or Kickstarter or something and help people pay for my kids' medical bills.
You know,
I can make a real sappy video about her, like begging people.
Somebody shared a Facebook post for, I believe it was FundMe, which is another one of those things.
Yep.
And it was, I hurt my ankle and I will be out of work for 4 days. And people were sending her money.
Yeah, it happens all the time. So I'm thinking maybe if I can get my kid on a video saying, my teeth need work, could you please help me? Maybe we could get that paid for.
Yes. Well, and the other thing is, there's somebody we used to work with who like adopted a relative's child. Like, I don't know if it's an official adoption, but it's like, we're going to be taking care of this child for, you know, a year or something, this 4-year-old. And they went on one of those crowdfunding things with the whole, you know, it's very expensive to raise a child, and we weren't expecting this, and we all have to work overtime, and blah, 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 blah. And, you know, we just need help with all of his bills. And then, like, 2 weeks later, they send pictures from a Disney cruise.
Oh my God.
It's like, yeah.
Who was this?
Yeah.
Without giving it away. Can you give me initials?
BD.
Okay, I know who you're talking about. Because I think my wife mentioned something about that as well.
Okay.
Yeah, well, you know, you can be a douche if you really want to be. I mean,
I
wouldn't use the
see,
money on a
I
cruise. I would actually use the money for what I say it's intended for.
well, and I'm not saying that they used money for a cruise, because I have no basis for that. However,
Yeah,
when
saying
you're
that and then
basically
going on a
going
cruise.
online begging,
Yeah.
and then here's pictures of us, you know, on the cruise ship, like, oh, okay,
Yeah.
interesting.
Yeah, well, he was always kind of a douche anyway.
Yeah, still is.
Oh, yeah. I can't imagine it got any better since I've been gone.
No. There's lots of people here. It's land of the douche.
Land of the douche.
Land of the douche.
You know, I have now officially been out of Orlando than the time that I spent in Orlando. Yeah, it feels really weird.
I was gonna say, it must feel good.
Well, it does. I mean, it's been a long road, I will say that, but it's just weird to think that, like, you know, Orlando, the time in Orlando was a huge part of my life, and now I'm actually been gone longer than I was there.
Right.
It just feels weird.
Well, congratulations.
Thanks.
You got your child out of here before she entered the school system.
Yeah, well, I still have hope for you too, that one day you'll get
Yeah,
out.
one day, we'll see.
Wind up in
Someday.
Guam.
No, it wouldn't be Guam.
No.
No.
Okay.
No, not Guam.
Okay.
Nope.
Brazil.
Ooh, no. Mm-mm.
You
No,
know,
no, no, no,
I
no.
figured out where I really need to live.
And where is that?
England. And
Really?
I'll tell
Why is
you why.
that?
Because
Okay.
they have a tradition of nobody says good morning to each other, nobody makes eye contact, and nobody cares how you're doing. And that's really appealing to me. I don't want to make small talk in the morning. I don't want to have to walk up to somebody and say, "Hey, how you doing?" and have them, no matter how they feel, say, "Oh, I'm good."
Yeah. Okay.
So, I think England's a place for me.
Yeah, but don't you have to say things like pip pip cheerio
I can
and
get
drink
used to
lots of
calling
tea?
people mate and, like, you know, I don't know about paying like congestion charges for driving and shit like that, but
It's very expensive too. I'm constantly amazed at how expensive it is to live outside the United States.
yeah,
'Cause we
well.
piss and moan about how expensive things are, and
Oh,
it's
it's
really
nowhere
quite
n
different.
yeah, it's nowhere near what it costs to live overseas somewhere.
No.
You know,
But why
most
is that?
I don't know. I mean,
I mean,
gas.
Europe's bigger than, you know, the United States, and they're closer to Iran and Iraq, so that gas don't go as far.
Yeah, but you know, that I read something that it was like over 50% of the oil that we get comes from our own country.
Yes.
So it's not, we're not dependent on the Middle East like a lot of other
No,
countries
we're
are.
not, but they make it feel like we are.
Yeah, well.
Don't they go out of their way to make us feel like we're so indebted to the Middle East for their oil when we're really not?
Well, it's how the government keeps us hating the Middle East. You know, we can't turn our attention to our own problems. You know, you have to deal with the Middle East. That's where the oil comes from. Well, no, not all.
Right.
But, you know, when they do work on it, then you get that, like, BP spill in the middle of the Gulf.
Yeah, well, we're idiots.
Yeah, well, we're not the brightest country, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting.
I thought you were going to say something.
I did. I said interesting.
Yeah, but it looks like you had something more intense to say.
Well, according to Forbes, it's a very poorly written article, by the way. apparently, Hong Kong is the third most expensive city in the world, where a cup of coffee costs $6.64.
Wow.
And just below that is Singapore, where you can rent a unfurnished two-bedroom apartment for $3,709 a month.
That's like living in New York.
Isn't it?
Holy shit.
It's very sad.
Well, remind me not to live there.
Okay. They're going to be owning us soon anyway, so, you know.
Well, that's why I need to go to England. I figure I can...
Where you can blend in?
I can walk to work. I won't have to pay congestion charges.
Right.
The only thing that I don't
like... Oh, wait. Oh, according to the UK news, The Guardian...
Yeah.
...published on September 23rd of this month, so a little over a month ago... London has overtaken Hong Kong as the world's most expensive city to live and work in.
Oh, come on.
It is twice as pricey as Sydney and four times more expensive than Rio de Janeiro.
Holy shit. Well, that sucks.
Wow. Doesn't it suck? See, we just take for granted what we have.
See, I don't want to go live in Sydney because everything in fucking Australia tries to kill you, so...
Well, and that's where the biggest hole in the ozone country is, too, so...
Yeah.
I mean, in the world. That's where the hole is, right? Yes. Over Australia. But I've thought about going there.
I mean, it sounds like it'd be a great place, but...
It would be a hoot. but yeah, not so much.
Go live in New Zealand?
See, I know people who have moved to New Zealand.
Do you?
Yes.
Jesus, you know everybody.
And I do. Well, you know, I'm just like that.
Only the important people.
Well, yes, yes. And you.
And me, thanks.
Yes, yes, the important people and you.
Yes. Don't worry, I'm used to it.
Yeah, I mean, he talks about how beautiful it is and how you know, great the school systems are, and it's like, but it's New Zealand. All they do is make, you know, Peter Jackson movies.
And you work in the entertainment field, so how is that a problem?
I didn't say it was a problem.
Oh.
Well, other than the, you know, being so far away from the family should something happen and blah, blah, blah. You know, it's a long flight.
I like the blah, blah, blah. Like, that's the...
Blah, blah, blah. You know?
Well, I still think that I need to move out of here.
Do you?
Yeah.
But you're in the former the U.S. slave trade.
Yeah, I know. Maybe okay. Canada. Maybe I should move to Canada. It's fucking cold in Canada, though.
It does get cold in Canada. But when I was in Toronto for a couple of weeks, I loved it. I mean, you could walk anywhere and... there were like these little neighborhoods that had like stuff going on the weekends, like little, like, you know, jazz concerts or used book sales or, you know, whatever.
Right. I mean,
yeah, I thought it was kind of cool. And they speak English. It's not like those assholes in Quebec.
Yeah. I have to learn.
You know, in Toronto, they speak English. Yeah. Oui,
oui. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Maybe Vancouver.
I hear Vancouver, like, shuts down at, like, 6 p.m.
Oh. Well, that's kind of like living in Arkansas, so I'm used to that.
Well, yeah, there you go.
So if you had to move anywhere, where would you move to? Like, if money was no object, you didn't have to worry about working. It was just like you hit the lottery and you're like, you know what? I'm moving out of Orlando. Where would you move to?
Austria.
Buy and live in one of the concentration camps, so it's real quiet.
No, I'd buy the Von Trapp mansion.
No, the hills are alive with the sound of John.
Yes, I'll start making clothes out of my drapes and, you know, just frolic in the mountains with a bunch of nuts.
Okay.
I think that's where I would go.
Yeah.
I also like Carmel, California.
Okay.
It's just a funky little artsy town, and they've got really cool architecture, and, you know,
wasn't that where Clint Eastwood was, like,
yes,
mayor of?
Yes.
See?
Yes, and Doris Day lives there now.
How old is Doris Day? Come on.
Like 90-something.
Oh. So she's next on the death pool.
I don't know. She lays kind of low.
Yeah. There's been a lot of celebrity deaths recently. I go online, there seems to be like somebody who's died really young, but like that people know.
You mean like the 32-year-old American Idol contestant?
Well, no, but not so much him or her, whoever it was.
Her.
Where is it? It just seems like every time, well, I mean, the Static X guy died, but he probably died of a drug overdose.
Yeah, but he's not what I call celebrity.
No, and neither was the guy from Car Talk who just died.
No, but I would say he is more celebrity than the guy from Static.
Yeah, but I mean, there are people, and now I'm not going to be able to find him. Like, there's the woman that was on House of Cards that just died.
Who's that, Elizabeth Pena?
I think so. Let me see. Yeah, Elizabeth Norman.
Oh, don't know her.
But it just seems like every time I turn around, there's somebody else in the entertainment world has died.
Has kicked. Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah. Oscar De La Renta just died. Misty Upham, who was in...
Who?
She was in August, Osage County. She was an actress.
Misty Upham?
Yeah, she died really young.
Okay.
Elizabeth Penna died. She was only 55. Like, I don't know. Just seems like a lot of people are kicking.
Well, you know, a lot of people are kicking.
I know.
And you know why?
Why? Because that's life.
Ebola.
Ebola?
Yes, that's it. Ebola.
Yeah. Well.
I don't know. I'm looking at the list of celebrity deaths in 2014, and, you know, I have to keep going further back to find anybody whose name I really would recognize. Mumbles Menino, the former mayor of Boston.
Oh, well, there you go.
He kicked.
I Still going.
Yeah, I'm still going. I'm back to October 26th, and yeah, I'm still going. Oh, on October 25th, Ari Hugenboom died. I just wanted to say Hugenboom.
What does it say what he did?
He was an American historian.
Well, that's not really famous, though.
Oh, you know what? Here we go. October 24th, Marcia Strassman.
Okay.
Come on, you know who she is?
To who is it?
Marcia Strassman, actress.
Marcia.
Don't look
Marcia.
It up. Don't look it up.
I have to, because I don't...
She was only 66. She was Gabe Cotter's wife on Welcome Back, Cotter.
Oh, okay.
And then she was the mother in all the Honey, I Shrunk the Kids movies.
Right, okay. Yeah, see?
Oh, here we go. Here's a pretty big one, okay? This poor guy died at age 19. His name was Tugela. And he was a American-born Australian thoroughbred horse.
See?
So apparently this list doesn't really go into what makes you a celebrity.
Where are you reading it? The Huffington Post?
No, this is Wikipedia.
Oh.
Yeah, still going back further. Further. Yeah, I don't know. A lot of people are dying, but I don't know who they are.
Well, they were somebody to somebody.
Everybody is somebody to somebody, Chris.
I know.
Come on.
But at least they were in the public eye, maybe. Possibly.
Possibly.
Look, I'm just saying, there seems to be just a lot of people dying young.
Okay.
Like, what about that chick from Saturday Night Live that just died?
Oh, Jan Hooks.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a while ago.
Wasn't that long ago. I mean, it doesn't have to be within the past 7 days.
Well, she's not on the list, so. Oh, here's another thoroughbred horse, Jazil, who was 11.
Jazil.
That's what made him zill. She died on October 9th at 57.
Oh.
Poor thing. I liked her. She was funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was funny. Speaking of Saturday Night Live, I think this last weekend was the worst episode ever produced.
Was that the Chris Rock one?
Yes.
Because people said that was the best one they'd seen all season.
Oh my God, it was horrible.
Oh.
It was horrible, and it was incredibly black. Like, I half expected them to put the rest of the cast in blackface to make a point.
Well,
That's how ethnically diverse they tried to do.
It was Chris Rock with a special guest of Prince, right?
Who just did like this 20-minute medley that was kind of bizarre.
Well, he didn't want to do two performances. He only wanted to do one.
I don't know.
A little eccentric?
He looks like Sammy Davis Jr. with bulimia.
Jesus. Okay.
He had these weird sunglasses that had three lenses.
Yeah, but that's Prince.
Yeah, but he's old now, and he's somebody's father.
Yeah.
You gotta stop that shit. Come on.
He's a born-again Christian or a Jehovah's Witness or something, where like you're not supposed
to
curse around him.
He's weird. I know somebody who worked with him, because, you know, I know everybody.
Yes, you know everybody. Name dropper.
Apparently, they weren't allowed to look at him when he was on the soundstage.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, kind of weird.
I've heard that before, though. Like, you know, he'll invite people over to his house.
Yeah.
And leave them in a room, and apparently all the rooms have microphones in them in case he wants to record. And then he'll listen to what they say about him.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of fun. Let's go prank the scary little Negro boy. That could be really the gears are turning now. I can only imagine what kind of pranks you could pull on him. Yeah. Okay.
Do you know what Prince's full name is?
The artist formerly known as?
No. What his birth name?
No, I do not.
His name is actually Prince Rogers Nelson.
Prince Rogers Nelson?
Yes.
That sounds like a really uncomfortable piercing. Oh, dude, you got a Prince Rogers Nelson. That's gross. Didn't that hurt?
He's also gone under the names Jamie Starr.
Uh-huh.
Christopher. Alexander Nevermind. The Purple One. And Joey Coco.
Joey Coco sounds like a bad drag queen. Ladies and gentlemen, Joey Coco!
Coming to the stage right now.
With his tribute to Lola Falana. Joey Coco, everybody. Yes.
But the sad thing is that he and I share a birthday.
You and Joey Coco?
Yes, me and Joey Coco.
Oh, we'll call you Chris Pasty. How's that?
Oh, thanks. That's perfect. Thanks.
It is perfect.
Uh-huh.
We're going to see if we can make this stick.
Okay, thanks.
Interesting. Very interesting. It's kind of a shitty week for science last week, huh?
Why? What are you talking about?
The Richard Branson's intergalactic airplane blew up.
Yeah, well, it crashed.
Yeah, well, same different.
It was trying to use experimental engines.
The intergalactic spaceship blew up. The intergalactic spaceship blew up. Only we get that joke.
Yes.
Because this is just for us.
That's right. Yeah, I saw that, and it's kind of a bummer, but...
Yeah,
you know, he'll pick up the pieces and, you know, he's already,
glue them back together and
yes.
Try to sell another $200 million ticket.
Well, I mean, he's already got people that want, like, have bought tickets. So he's got to like make good on it. So
does he though?
Yeah.
What if he dies before it happens?
I'm sure somebody somewhere will make sure that it happens.
You sure?
I don't think, like, I'm sure he's funding it, but I'm sure there's somebody else who's running it.
Oh, I would hope so.
Yeah. Just saying.
Yeah, yeah, I would not want to get on a plane that Richard Branson designed himself.
No, but you know, everybody is always like, oh, he's going to outer space, and it's like, well, no, actually he's not. His company is funding this.
Right. Yes.
But he just happens to be the public face of it. Steve Jobs did not design the iPhone.
He stole it.
He came up with an idea and then had other people design it.
Yes, sure. If you believe that. He took advantage of his friends.
Well, yeah, but lots of people do that. That's nothing new.
Okay.
Just saying. Did you watch Doctor Who this week?
I did. I liked it.
Did you understand what was going on?
No.
Because a lot of the episode is steeped very much in old Doctor Who.
Well, I knew that, but I kept waiting for this character, Missy, to find out what her role was. And then to find out that she's the mistress of the Cybermen was kind of cool.
Well, she's playing the character who that she is somebody called the Master, who has been around since the 70s.
And, yes.
And this is the first female incarnation of the Master.
And now, is the Master also a Time Lord?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And the weird thing is, the last time that anybody saw the Master, he was fighting the Time War when Gallifrey was frozen in time.
So
it'll be interesting to figure out how he got out of that and then regenerated into a woman. Now, will they cover that in the finale? Maybe.
Probably not.
Probably not. But I thought it was very well done. I thought
I do too. I liked the whole concept of that afterlife, where he's able to record the bodies who are being cremated.
Yes.
I thought that was lovely.
Yes. Apparently, you're not supposed to cremate people because they can they need their bodies in the afterlife.
Yes. Interesting.
I mean, it like all season long, it was always this thing of who the hell's Missy? Why do we keep? Why do we care? And right up until this first episode of the finale, people were like, "This is going to be stupid. It's going to be pointless." Now everybody's going, "Oh my god, this is brilliant!"
Right.
So they were able to deliver within an episode the promise that they've been laying out for 10 weeks. So.
Although I can't believe it's already over.
I know. Well, that's the thing.
Has it been 10 weeks?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Hmm.
Yep, they did 10 episodes. Next week is number 10.
Wow.
And then we get a Christmas special, and then we get a new companion because Clara's leaving.
Oh, she is? Where's she going to?
I don't know.
I don't really like her. She's kind of whiny.
She's a lot better than she was last season.
Was she?
Yeah, last season she was a plot point and not so much a character.
Okay.
So you spent the whole time trying to figure out what's the mystery of Clara. So at least
and
this
was
year.
Was there one?
Yes, there was.
Oh, okay.
She kept showing up in the Doctor's past.
Uh-huh.
There was multiple versions of her, and they called her the Impossible Girl and all this kind of other stuff. But it turned out that she had to jump into his timeline in order to save him. So she appeared everywhere. But this year it was more of, hey, she's a character and not so much a plot point.
Huh. Okay.
So it was better.
I don't know. See, the only companion I ever really liked was River Song.
I still think the best companion was Jack Harkness.
Oh, well, okay.
I just like John Barrowman, though, so.
Okay, whatever. I just liked River Song. I don't know why. There was just something about her.
But, you know, it's weird because every time I see her in something else now, all I think is, hey, there's River Song. Like, I don't know how much you follow Arrow.
Yeah, she's in Arrow?
She plays Laurel's mother. And she's been in, like, 5 or 6 episodes.
Wait, Laurel is...
Laurel is...
Okay, now I'm really confused.
Laurel Lance is one of Oliver's past love interests. She's one of the main
characters.
Isn't
she the DA? Is she the DA? Is she the daughter? Okay.
Yes. Her mother is the woman who plays River Song.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And the first time she walked through the door, I was like, oh, are we getting a Doctor Who crossover? Because that'd be weird.
Wow. Did not recognize her.
Yeah.
Huh.
Speaking of Doctor Who, did you know that there is a TARDIS in the Age of Ultron trailer?
Really?
Yes, there was an Easter egg. There's a really quick scene of Captain America on his motorcycle.
Uh-huh.
And the bike kind of skids around the side, and in the back there's a TARDIS.
Really?
Yeah, so they're thinking that maybe Joss is a big Doctor Who fan.
He's
trying to put in Time Lords into the Avengers.
I think at some point we're going to see that every aspect of fandom is related somehow.
There you go.
That it just, it's just all the same universe somehow.
That the, that Star Wars is not actually the past, but our future.
It is our future. Because the movies take place even further in the future than where we are now.
Yes.
Scary.
But from the storyteller's point of view, it is a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
Yes. Hmm. So I guess that says something good for mankind.
Yeah, we figure out how to make lightsabers?
Yes.
There you go. It's all about the lightsabers.
It's all about the lightsabers.
It's all about them dollars, son.
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's nice.
Hey, so there was a thread this past week on Reddit that I immediately thought of you.
Uh-oh.
No, it's nothing bad.
And?
Wait a second.
Yes?
Let me pull it up. The title of the thread was, "What's a joke that's clever but so dark you feel bad for laughing at it?" And wait, now it needs to reload. Okay, there we go. So it's a series of really bad jokes. What's one good thing that you can say about a child molester?
They make great babysitters.
They at least they drive slowly through school zones. Why don't black people go on cruises?
Why?
They're not falling for that trick again.
You're right in my wheelhouse now.
I know. Let's see. What's the best way to get bubble gum out of your hair?
I don't know.
Cancer.
Oh God. Wow. That's funny. That was also one of the complaints against Chris Rock this weekend. Oh. Was that he did this whole thing on like national tragedies.
Yeah.
But like the like it's time to make jokes about them, like, you know, it's only a matter of time before there's like the you know, before the anniversary of like the World Trade Center bombing becomes like a national holiday, and it's like, you know, come on down to McDonald's for these 911 for these, you know, chicken nuggets. They're gonna cost $9.11. And he talks about the Boston Marathon bombing and how those terrorists were so evil that the one thing you don't want to hear after just running 26 miles is run. They were funny. Inappropriate.
Yeah, well, how do moms in West Virginia know their daughters have begun menstruating?
Taste?
Their son's dick starts tasting like blood.
Oh.
A Jewish child was playing with an ashtray when Adolf Hitler walked by and asked, "Are you looking for someone?" No, I don't condone any of these jokes, but, you know.
Well, Mom and Dad were trying to console Susie, whose dog Skipper had recently died. You know, Mom said, "It's not so bad. Skipper's probably up in heaven right now, having a grand time with God." Susie stopped crying and asked, "What would God want with a dead dog?"
What's the difference between Sarah Palin's mouth and her vagina?
Nothing.
Only 1/5 of what comes out of her vagina is retarded.
Oh, that's gold. That's gold. How do you stop a lawyer from drowning?
How?
I guess. Oh, you care? Shoot him before he hits the water.
All right. Hopefully the lag won't kill us.
See, it just sounded like T-Pain again.
Because I told the joke, and then there was like this really long pause, and then you laughed, and I was like, oh, okay. See, I can actually hear myself in my headphones when you're hearing me.
Did you just pause?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, shit. We tried reconnecting twice and it didn't help. So I don't know what to do. All right. Well, with being so far out of sync, John and I have decided to stop the show for this week. I know we're a little short, but I don't know how funny everybody found the jokes, but we were laughing. So we did record the ending of the show, so here it is. Well, if you want to get in touch with us, you can always send us an email at info@dancemonkeypodcast.com. You can follow us on Twitter, go to our Facebook page, and do all that fun stuff, and let us know you're listening. So until next week, this is Chris.
And this is John.
Have a good week.
So one day I was walking down the road, I saw a black guy holding a TV, and I was like, damn, that looks like mine. So I ran back all the way home, and nope, lo and behold, it was still there, shining my shoes.